Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As a team, and that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Peter Scott's here. Peter has worked for NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory, JPL, for over 30 years, and he's been a computer scientist for a long, long time. He's been observing and studying technology and being part of the development of all the technology in our lives, enough to become, well, nothing less than a futurist and certainly a trend tracker and a connector of dots. An evaluator of all the things that can happen, and he's the author of a new book called Crisis of Control: How Artificial Superintelligences May Destroy or Save the Human Race. And I've asked him to join us to talk about this. Peter Scott, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So, tell us what made you. Now, you've been doing this a long time. What made you just now think that these words in your book need to be said? Why not 10 years ago, and why not 10 years from now?
Well, thanks. That's a very good question. And what prompted me to do that after so many years as a contractor to JPL, but also being in the human development fields and working as a coach and with people on personal development is, this is something that I realized a few years ago and started talking about, but it was kind of academic until I had children. And now I've got two daughters who are 8 and 3. And one day I started asking myself whether I really meant what I'd been saying. And, of course, I said yes. And I said, well, then what does that mean for their future? What are the odds that they will get to grow up with the same opportunities for pursuing life, liberty, and happiness that I did? And I didn't like the answer, and I didn't like the idea that I would sit around doing nothing about it. So I decided I would start by explaining it to as many people as I could. Now, you want to know why not 10 years ago, and part of that is that the extraordinary exponential rate of development of technology, in particular AI, has taken many people by surprise. And
this is the thing, Peter, that I've been talking about for a long time. For 20 years, I've been saying to people, change is not what's troubling us, because we've always had change. A computer is just a fancy wheel. Electricity is just lightning in a bottle. There's nothing new under the sun about change, except one thing, and that's what you just said a minute ago, the velocity of change, the compression of time between models. That's what's taking our breath away, isn't it?
Yes. The human brain just doesn't assimilate the concept of exponential growth.
And it's not easily. Just the brain, though, see, because think about how much of our lives, think about how much of how we operate is an amalgam of society, of the way we, what we expect from others, the time that we expect to have between doing this and doing that. That's the thing. It's not just the brain. It's our senses, too, isn't it?
Right. We can operate at a certain speed, which we are used to, and it's gotten us very far so far. But if computers reach the point of being as smart as dogs, then they will be as smart as us within a very short period of time after that, and then they will keep going.
When you say smart, tell us what that means.
Well, that is a very good question, too, because intelligence is a slippery concept. But let's say that it's the ability to solve problems of a general nature. So we're not talking about a calculator, which obviously can do
right.
numerical computations many times faster than we can, but to answer
you're
a question.
You're talking reasoning, right? If this, then that.
Yes. Yes, the general reasoning about things in the world that even human children can deal with. Now, once a computer is able to do that, at the level of a 4-year-old, it'll be mm-hmm. past Stephen Hawking within days.
Right. Well, but long before that happens, artificial intelligence already is and will affect our lives. Not existentially, but in terms of societally and from the marketplace standpoint. We come back. I'm going to give an example of that, we're going to let Peter talk some more about his way of thinking. Folks, this is a fascinating book. I encourage you to find Crisis of Control by Peter J. Scott. You will be glad you did, and you'll thank me later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.